Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the third parak of Maseches Milah. We're up to parak Gimel, Mishnah Beis. Hamafrish Mosel Naziruso. If a person is a Nazir and he puts aside some money for the Karbanos that he's going to need to use for his Nazir Karbanos, which is three different Karbanos. It's an Ola, Chatos, and a Shlamim. Lo Nen V'lo Molin. You're not allowed to get Hanaf from that money, but it's also not subject to Me'ilah. Mnei Shein Rui in Lava Kul and Shlamim, because all the money could be used for a Karban Shlamim. I mean, you didn't say which ones, which dollar bills or which coins you're going to use for which particular karban. So a karban shlamim is not subject to me'ilah, and therefore any of these coins could be for the karban shlamim. Mace, if the nazir who had set aside this money dies, so hayu stumim, if the money never was identified which goes for which karban, so then yiplu the nedava. So all the money should go into nedava to bring karbanos nedava. Hayu mufarashim, but if you had already identified which money is going to go for which karban, to the money that's designated for the Karban Chatos goes into the Yam HaMelech. Lo nen in v'lo molin behen, you're not allowed to get hanah from it, but it's also not subject to Me'ila. Demei Ola Yaviu Ola, the money that was designated for Karban Ola, you use for a Karban Ola. Demei Shlamim Yaviu Shlamim, and the money that was designated for Karban Shlamim, you bring as a Karban Shlamim. V'nei Chalim Yom Echad, and you could eat it for one day like Shalmei Nazir. V'nei Tunu Lechem, but it does not require any lechem that goes along with it, which Nazir's Karban normally would require. Nazir's Karban Shlamim normally would require some lechem. Mishnah Gimel, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Hadam Kal B'Tchilas V'Chomer B'Sofo. Then when it comes to Dam, it's Kal at the beginning, it's more lenient at the beginning, and more Chomer at the end. V'Nesachim Chomer B'Tchilas V'Kal B'Sofo. But Nesachim are the opposite. They start off more Chomer, and then become more Kal. What on earth does that mean? So he elaborates. Hadam betchila ein molin bo. Dam at the beginning, before you ever do zrika, is not yet subject to mila. Yatzal nachal kidron molin bo. But once it leaves the azara of the Beis Hamikdash and goes into nachal kidron, now it is subject to mila. So it becomes more chamor. Hanesachim betchila molin ben. When it comes to nesachim, at the beginning, before you do the nesachim and the mizbeach, they're subject to mila. Yatzal l'shisin ein molin ben. But once they go into the shisin, into the pipes in the Mizbeach, they're no longer subject to Me'ilah, so that's why they started Chamor and they get more Kal. That's how they started Chamor and get more Kal. So to review what we learned today in Parak Gimel, Mishnah Beis, we said that if a Nazir designates money to use for his Karbanos, so you're not allowed to get enough from them, but they're not subject to Me'ilah because any one of those coins could be used for a Karban Shlamim. If the guy dies and the money was not yet identified which one goes for which Karban, so it all goes to Nedava, but if it was identified which one goes to which karban, so you take the chatos money and it goes into Yam HaMelech, you can't get enough from it, but it's not subject to Mila. You take the Ola money and you bring a karban Ola with it. You take the karban shlamim money and you bring a karban shlamim that's eaten for only one day like a Nazir's karban, but it does not require lechem, which is unlike a Nazir's karban. And then Perakim Mishnah Gimel, we said that Rabbi Shmuel said, contrasts Dam, which starts off Kal and gets Chamur, to Nesachim, which starts off Chamur and gets Kal, because Dam initially is not subject to Mila before the Zrika, but when it goes to Nachal Kidron is subject to Mila. Nesachim, before it's brought on the Mizbeach, is subject to Mila, and after it goes into the Shisin, it's no longer subject to Mila. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet.